Welcome to the Edge of Reality. Where's your edge? Give it up for your host, Allie.
Good evening, everyone. It is Thursday night, and happy 4th of July. Yes, that's right. We are so excited to be talking about Big Brother that we've decided to do it on 4th of July, a little later than we typically do it. But, hey, we're here. We're very excited, and I hope for you that it's a long weekend. And it's not for me, but I'm sure for a lot of you it is. So happy weekend to you all. Big show. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. We've got a lot of Big Brother to discuss. We haven't talked about Big Brother since the season started, and, man, we have a lot to discuss. And there are other shows, too. We got to talk about other shows as well. But before I say anything else, do anything else, talk about anything else, I have to say hello and good evening to my co-host and producer, Priscilla. Hey, Priscilla, what's going on this evening?
Good evening. Happy 4th, everybody. Hope you enjoyed a wonderful day out in the fun and the sun and the grilling. That's what you're supposed to do on the 4th of July. Happy Independence Day.
I did none of those things. There was no fun. There was no sun. There was no grilling.
Bummer.
Well, there was fun, but there was no sun. It was very hot. It was, you know, so there was no sun.
No grilling here. We had to take my brother out for his birthday, so we actually went and ate high on the hog with no grilling.
Oh, very good. Very good. I got sunburned yesterday, so
nice.
that's why I stayed away from the sun today. So there we go. We need to discuss Big Brother in a major way. So much has happened to start off this season. You know, we were so worried going in, returning player rumors as there are every season. Couples, you know, where a bunch of people who know each other, a la season 6. And it turns out that none of that was true. And so I started this season very excited and relieved. Yes, it is true that Tommy and Christy know each other. I went into the first episode not quite knowing if that was meant to be. I still can't quite figure it out. They kind of mentioned it once and haven't talked. Big Brother hasn't talked about it since. I don't know, Priscilla, if they just kind of, they liked them both. They applied separately. They liked them both. I don't know if they had zero idea that they knew each other until it was too late in the process and they already cast them, or they both knew that and they just didn't care. I'm not quite sure what it was, but as of right now, it doesn't seem to be a plot point of the show. However, I've also heard rumors that Holly and Catherine, Kat, know each other or at least have some sort of outside connection of the show as well. So I don't know if this is a case of, you know, the casting pool. What's the saying? It's a mile wide and an inch deep. You know, it's a very shallow pool, and I guess there's maybe less and less people to choose from, so they're starting to choose people that, you know, would go on a show like this, so they all happen to know each other. I don't know what the deal is, but it's an interesting situation that we have two people that know each other and no one else knows. And, you know, thank God they have both been smart enough to keep it a secret, to keep it to themselves, which has been good, Priscilla.
Right.
So I'm happy about that. I was a little worried that when the feed started, everyone was already going to know that they knew each other. And especially since Christy talks a lot. She talks a hell of a lot. She's someone who talks in circles. She's someone that gives a lot of information, a lot of unnecessary information. I've been watching the feeds. I have actually watched a decent amount of feeds for the first week. The first couple of days I wasn't able to, and then one day I was able to watch, and I was excited. And one of the conversations I saw was Kemi and Christy were talking. Kemi was very close to becoming the replacement nominee when Sam won the veto. And very, very, very close, inches away. And it was actually Nicole who got them to kind of change their minds, Christy's mind on Kemi. So it was a lot of like nice background work by Nicole. And we'll talk about Nicole in a minute because I stan her. She's my favorite. That means she's going to go out in like a week, but I don't care. But anyway, Nicole did a good work there. But in this conversation where Christy's trying to kind of let Kemi in on the fact that she's possibly going to be the replacement nominee, Christy gave her so much information on just her thought process and who she likes in the house and who she doesn't like in the house. I couldn't even believe that she was giving all this information to a person that she was about to put on the block. It was insane. It was insane. Christy is an HOH. You know, she didn't have the HOH-itis necessarily, but she definitely wasn't the smartest in her reign. I'm just going to put that out there. She wasn't the smartest. The one thing that she did do really well is she made a lot of good connections. She set herself up really well for being the first HOH. People talked to her and about her with a lot of reverence. So in that case, she's done a lot of good work. So we've got that. Let's back up a little bit. I want to talk about, you know, last year we didn't have anybody leave the first night. But we've had, as they said, we've had Jody and, you know, fan fave Jody and Glenn and Cameron, a couple other people throughout the course of Big Brother history leave on the first night. I never like that. Not just because I obviously feel bad for the person that it's happening to get so close and only experience Big Brother in David's case, he said he was in the house for 3 hours before he was banished. And knowing all the background stuff they have to do, all of the medical stuff, the packing, the getting everything ready, to only have 3 hours, it sucks. I understand that, you know, a lot of people apply and do a lot of things and they don't get the opportunity to even have 3 hours, but I'm just saying it sucks. So I don't like it. But if there's a way, if they have to make this happen, if someone has to leave on the first night, if they need to have that kind of drama, I wasn't mad at this version of it. I wasn't mad at the idea that there's four people, three people, you know, and then you have to win a competition and three of you come back. I wasn't mad at the idea that it wasn't a vote, it wasn't a house vote. You ultimately held your fate in your hands. So I don't love it, but if they have to do it that way, I'm not mad at it. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, I'm sure we're going to get more into this discussion about how they did it, but it's a cool concept. From what I can tell, Dave's been back in the house for less than 24 hours, at least at this point, because it was this morning this afternoon where I had caught about 5 minutes of feeds, and it sounds like that he's already on everybody's nerves. So he's not set himself.
I don't quite believe that, though. Yes, David is back in the house, and we'll get into all of that. But I don't think it's a matter of he's on everybody's nerves because he's on everybody's nerves. I think it's more of a situation of Jackson feeling paranoid that David is back in the house and, like, starting trouble because he just wants him not in the house. But I don't think it's because David is being annoying. I think it's because Jackson can't handle the paranoia of having him back in the house. That's my take on the situation.
Right, because I only seen like 10 minutes tops today, so that was just the impression I got. But I haven't had a chance watching.
Jackson today is talking a lot about like the what he's going to do to him and how he's going to make his life a living hell in the house. And, you know, I think that's coming from a place of, you know, he was absolutely uncomfortable when they came back in. You know, Jackson was upset.
You could see that. He had his hands up above his live on the live show still.
Oh, absolutely.
What has happened here?
And they had a conversation last night when the feeds came back, and it was very, like, it was a very frat boy conversation of, like, Jackson saying, yo, I had to do what I had to do as a man, you know, yo, and David saying, well, I'm not mad at you, I understand, no hard feelings. And absolutely there's hard feelings. He banished you. Of course there is. And of course Jackson's upset about it because he banished him. Like the whole thing was dumb. Like, you know, a more accurate conversation would have been, you know, look, this is awkward. This is going to be uncomfortable. Let's, you know, make the best of it. Let's get to know each other. Let's see what happens, you know, but that's not what it was. And then it's been awkward ever since. Let's just say that. But, you know, the whole election, camp counselor election, to have Jackson be the first camp counselor, I understood, first of all, I was shocked as hell that so many people volunteered to do this. I would have done everything in my power not to be this. I understand that the ultimate thing was that you were safe for a week, but I just didn't think it was worth the amount of blood that you were going to get on your hands, that you had to send three people into banishment. And they didn't know that at the time. I get that. But you had to have known that there was something that you had to do. There's no way in hell that I would have ever gone for this. And the fact that four people went for this was astounding. The only person I kind of understood was Cliff. Cliff's older. He's said right from the gates that he is, like, completely vulnerable, hence why he was up for banishment and he was on the block in the first week. I can understand him wanting to go for it. I don't think I would have said I have to because I'm the old person, but I understand why he would have gone for it. David, Jackson, Jessica, absolutely no way. Sit your ass down. But Jackson's the alpha male. Of course he had to have this first power, and this is what we got as a result of it. So the others come back. David's banished. We got the four now. Chrissy wins HOH. She puts up Cliff and Kat. And, you know, we get to know the house guests in the first couple days. Priscilla, who are you? Is there anybody so far that you're really either really liking or really not liking?
Honestly, I don't think I like the bromance going on with the two guys, Jack and Jackson, but I honestly have to say I haven't had a chance to be able to dive into any of the characters at all. So, honestly, I don't.
Yeah, Jack more than Jackson. Jack is definitely more of a tool. You know, he actually is kind of a jerk. Very full of himself. He says things like, he said to Nicole, or not to Nicole, he said about Nicole, you know, oh, it's so great that someone like Nicole's in this house because it would be the only opportunity she would ever have to talk to someone like me, you know, things like that. That's the kind of guy we're dealing with. Apparently he got a talking to in the DR, a couple days ago because he said that he was going to stomp a mud hole, in Kemi, which, you know, mud holes, I guess, are back. I've never heard this expression, by the way, outside of Big Brother. Never have I heard anyone say I'm going to stomp a mud hole on someone until Sam last year. And now Jack is saying it. And you know, Jack did say, like, he said it, and then he tried to take it back by saying, that's what Sam said last year. But he should have known that Sam got in trouble for it last year as well. So I guess Jack, you know, got a talking to in the DR about some of his behavior and some of his actions. We also are in a situation where the people that have been targeted are all people of color, all minorities, which again is not great. I mean, this is not a good look. It's not a good look. I don't know what else to say about it. It happens every year. It's terrible. It's not a good look. So,
to be fair, the first challenge was a lack of being able to complete the task. So, but now that he's back in the house, that's a different story. But the first challenge of why he left, why Dave left, was all on Dave.
Well, but the other people that he banished were also people of color.
True. Well, Cliff wasn't, and
not Cliff. Cliff was the older guy, but the other three were Kemi, Jessica, and David.
True.
So none of it was good. I understand what you're saying is that David lost it on his own, which I completely agree with, but he was in that position to begin with. And banished. It's just not a good look. And you know, I'm kind of tired. It's kind of the same game, the same song, the same dance. And it sucks that it's happening every year. And I don't know how to not do that except for, you know, casting. But you know, pick different people to go into this house, but you know, we're not going to get that. I don't know. We're not going to get that. But Ovi this week. Ovi was, when Ovi first came out in casting, I said, oh, he's another Scotty. He's Scotty from last season. Kind of like your annoying younger brother, not as annoying, but, you know, he kind of wanders around, he follows people around, he doesn't really have, like, he's not great at making social connections. He's a very sweet guy, and, you know, he's trying very hard to be part of the team, and they're not letting him. It was not happening. People found him annoying. People, Annalise, who is, you know, there. she's a girl that's there. She she said at one point, like, oh, you know, I feel so super uncomfortable when Ovi comes and he touches me. I feel super uncomfortable. I don't like it. I mean, if there was any other guy in the house, I'd be completely fine with it. But he's not hot, so I don't like it when he touches me. I mean, that's the stuff that we're getting. So Ovi didn't have a chance in hell of lasting very long in this game. And it sucks because I wanted to see him. He's a fan of the show. He's a fan of the game. I don't like it when fans go out early because I know that this opportunity means more to them. But at the same time, it came a point where I was okay with it because I knew that the alternatives were he was going to just become a perpetual pawn or he was going to go out the next week. I didn't see his position in the house changing. The only cool thing that happened was that he got the power this week. He got the power. The power he got was after the fact that nominations already happened and he was not nominated. But it was before he was on the block for the veto, and his power, which was you get at any time in the next 6 weeks, you can change the nominees. You can call an audible. You can, in the middle of the night, wake everybody up and force the head of household to choose two different people to go on the block. That's a pretty big power.
Yeah, it is.
That's a pretty big power. But it was just ill-timed because even though he won it, it didn't matter because he was backdoored. So he had no chance at all at using it. I don't know if he comes back, if he'll be able to use it. When he, you know, we always talk about that with Survivor, that if somebody walks out with, if when Kelly Wentworth walked out with an idol in her pocket and she comes back from Edge of Extinction, is the idol still valid? Which we found out later, it's not. It's, you know, once it's gone, it's gone. But this power, could it come back into the game? It's Big Brother, and I'm sure they want a power to kind of work. They've had, I mean, last season, none of their powers came to fruition. And so they're not starting off on the right track with another one kind of being a dud before you could even see the consequences of the power. So,
right.
You know, I believe that Big Brother would do what they could if Ovi came back to make that power still in play somehow. You know,
I mean, just think about the money they're saving by having that option available. By then, they don't have to pay for a room and board because they're already going to be in the house. So they're just, you know.
Well, not. You always talk about the money. CBS is fine. They're not. They have the money for room and board. But I'm talking about Ovi's actual power. You know,
right. I think
if he does get back into the house, I think Big Brother would do whatever they needed to make sure that that power was still live.
It's a pretty big power to have, actually.
It's a great power, and again, I don't love, you know, they need a Sunday night competition. Why not give us an old school food comp? That's not good enough. So, you know, they need to do some sort of thing. They decided on a Wactivity comp. But again, I'm not as mad at it as I am at previous seasons because, A, it's not Battle of the Block. So there we go. So already a hell of a lot better than that. And B, again, it is you have the opportunity to win the power. I don't love when America gets to vote on who gets power. I don't love that. America doesn't do great when it comes to voting. So, you know, the fact that they are going to be split up. They have a 1 in 5 chance of getting the power in the future, that it's going to last 3 weeks, because we know that there's a nightmare power, there's a panic power, and a chaos power. Which, by the way, if you just had 3, nightmare, panic, or chaos, which one would you choose?
None of them sound pleasant to me. Chaos, I guess. You're in the house of Big Brother.
Yeah, I think I would have gone panic. I don't think I would go nightmare. I don't know if I would go chaos. I think I would go panic. I don't know. That's my guess. Nightmare was, I mean, it was terrible, but it was not I thought it was going to be more literal, like a more literal nightmare, like a haunted house or something like that. So I don't know what panic and chaos is, but it's interesting because now you know what weeks people are playing in these competitions, and you know who you're playing in the competition with, who you're playing against. So theoretically, and there were some like brief conversations about this week, which is like, hey, if I'm playing week 3 and I want to increase my odds of getting the power, don't I want to knock somebody out earlier before the competition? Don't I want to knock out a fellow week 3 player so that now I have a 1 in 4 chance instead of a 1 in 5 chance? So I thought that was interesting, you know, and that's how I would see it too. Like, hey, if I want the best opportunity to play this, let's knock out my competition.
Right. I get that.
It makes sense to me. So at least for the next 3 weeks, we have a Whacktivity competition. And so I'll it's not Battle of the Block. I keep saying it. It's not Battle of the Block, so I'll take it. I'll take it. I was really worried about Julie Chen said something when she said they're doing a twist that we've never seen before. I was worried because last time they said that, I think it was Battle of the Block. And I was very scared of what this could possibly mean. So it was a very pleasant surprise to find out that this was the twist. My guess was that instead of doing Battle Back 4 people, that they would every week they would do a competition, a head-to-head, kind of like Redemption Island, where on Survivor, where they would just like head-to-head competition, and then the last person in would go in. That's what I assumed that it was going to be. I love this idea. I love the idea that all of these people have to remain in the house, that the people that you're voting out now remain in the house. And I think it counteracts a couple of things. One, you know, a lot of times, especially before jury, a lot of the house guests think that they can like do or say anything they want. They can treat people terribly. Brett was a great example of this before jury last season, where he would, you know, send terrible goodbye messages, and he would, you know, be horrible to people right before they left because it was like little consequence. And now all of a sudden to find out, yeah, actually, I still have to live with these people no matter what. It's going to be interesting. You know, you can tell people, oh, I'm going to vote for you. And then you can lie to them and they leave the house. Well, what happens now, Priscilla? What happens now? You can say, you know, and it kind of happened with Ovi, where up until literally hours before the vote, they were telling him, oh, we got you. Yes, of course you're going to stay. Oh, we're going to take Kat out. And they had no intention of keeping him. So what happened if Ovi went along? Ovi's a terrible choice because he was like, I have no hurt feelings. Everything's okay. That is unnatural, Priscilla. Have hurt feelings. It's okay to be mad. I don't understand the sweets like, oh, no, it's fine. We're one big happy family. We love each other. They kicked you out of the family.
Right.
It's cool to be mad. You don't have to be bitter. You don't have to be angry for the rest of your life. But in that moment, you can be pissed off that, you know, this happened.
Right. I get that.
And that's another kind of cool thing. We don't see that. We don't get to see the immediate aftermath of getting kicked out of the house. And we're going to see that a little bit on feeds. We're going to see what it's like for someone to, now they might not feel like they're kicked out of the house. They might feel like they're still a part of the house. So maybe we won't get to see everything immediately, but you know, even today and even last night, hearing Ovi like come to some realizations about like, oh, wait a minute. Jack and Jackson said that they really wanted to keep me, but they couldn't because everybody else wanted to get rid of me. But that's not true. They wanted to get rid of me as well. Like coming to those realizations, it's interesting. And I think it's going to be a fun dynamic that they're coming to the realizations and they're still in the same house with these people.
Right.
The only thing that I wish they would do, I know that they have a separate room. They have the camp kick out or camp comeback, whatever. And the room doesn't look terrible. There's beds, there's things, you know. But they should be in, like, camper uniforms. They should have to wear, like, camp comeback T-shirts or something.
Do you find that the location is kind of interesting? Because we know from past when they've used those rooms up there, you can hear in the HOH room.
It is the first thing that I thought, Priscilla. Last night,
what
I thought.
Location. A, you can be chumming up to the HOH, or B, you can be listening to the HOH's room.
Yeah,
and,
it is 100% the first thing I thought.
Better eye of seeing who's coming and who's going out of the HOH room.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I thought the exact same thing. Like, man, they're going to be able to eavesdrop on everything that's going on in the HOH room.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, that room is obviously, we know that room. It's been used when they had like the co-HOH, they've used that room. When they do Pandora's Box, they've used that room. But it seems like the RV is throwing me off because in one of the rooms to get in, it's like an RV. And so for some, I'm like the spatial reasoning is my worst reasoning. I can never like understand the layout of something, but I feel like they're not using, like they don't have a have not room. Like I was surprised that it wasn't like where the have not room is downstairs
right.
For that very reason. So, yeah, I thought it was interesting that it was upstairs as well. You know, but I do wish that they had some sort of, like, uniform that they, just so that if you're tuning into feeds, just to, like, have a reminder, oh, this person's not in the game right now. This person's out of the game right now. I don't know. It's just a thought. I'm surprised that they don't make Big Brother loves a costume. I'm surprised they're not making them wear a costume to be in this house and be part of this. So Ovi gets back in. Now everybody's going to be in the house. You can't get rid of the people you evicted. That's going to change up. That's going to change up your social game. It's going to change up how you approach people when you're voting them out. It's even going to factor in on who you vote out. You know, you want to vote out somebody that is, you know, they're going to be there and they're not going to come for you. And at the same time, they're not going to be able to get back in. Like, they have less of a chance to get back in. So my thought is the next 2 weeks, we're going to get, like, perceived weaker players. Or we're going to get, like, a I keep on comparing it to Survivor, but I feel like this is a very Survivor thing to do, because this is very, like, you know, this is very Edge of Extinction if they were all on the same island. So, you know, that's what basically this is. I can see, like, Alpha Male Jackson saying, put me, you know, boat me out. I will win my way back in, and I'll make sure that, you know, Ovi and David and whoever else gets voted out doesn't come back in. 100%, I can see him doing something like that. I mean, I'm not saying he will definitely do it, but I'm saying we can see that. This is the Wong with the magic powers all over again. You know, I can totally see a scenario where he does this. Or we see two, like, you know, perceived weaker players, and that's how they kind of handle it. So there's a lot of different ways to go with this, but I'm really excited about this as a concept for Solo. I mean, what do you think? Do you like this?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good concept. I'm curious to see if it falls on its face like all the other twists that they had tried to do that seemed to be cool. I think this one might have a little bit more ramification than others.
Yeah, I think it can't necessarily fall on its face because it has to happen. There's no, like, what ifs. There's no power. There's four people who are going to be living in that house. And, you
right.
know, who are no longer in the game. I mean, it could
are
be
they,
a dud in terms of, like,
yeah.
you know, there's no drama that comes out of it.
Right.
But I do think regardless or not of the drama, that it is going to change gameplay.
Well, sure. But a lot of time we think that, and everybody still goes about their business like they normally would, and they don't change anything because they don't think it makes a difference. You know, so I don't know. I think it's a very cool concept. Yes. And I like the idea, the different socializing part of it coming back in, you know, instead of sitting in a sequester house by yourself for 4 weeks, you know, you're actually there taking it all in. But like with Ovi,
yeah.
you know, he's in a prime position, like, hey, there's eight people going on. We need to find these eight people. Kind of thing, where he couldn't do that if he's in sequester. So if he does something like that, yes, that will play into the twist and make it interesting. But I foresee that it being lame and it not doing that.
Well, I don't see Ovi's not that guy. I want
right.
him, you know, I always want super fans to do well. But more times than not, super fans are dud players. I mean, we've gotten lucky on a couple of different occasions, like, you know, where the super fan turns out to be a good player. But, you know, more times than not, and I don't mean that as any, like, shade, because I would be out first if I played Big Brother. I'm telling you now, I would be David banished. It would happen. It's just who I am. Like, and so I am not saying, but, you know, super fans, they're more paranoid. They try to be trickier. They try to, you know, and so it doesn't end well for them. And Ovi's not that guy. Ovi is not going to be the guy that does detective work and figures out, because he knew that there was eight people in an alliance working together. And that didn't really seem to face him the first time around. So I think if we're looking for someone to kind of flip the script, it's not him. I think David actually will be a better person to do that. So we'll see what happens in that respect. But I think at the very least, we will see some changes in gameplay and perhaps some changes in the social dynamic of what it's like to tell someone you are voting for them, but you don't actually vote for them, but then you have to still see them right after doing that. So I think that we'll get unanimous votes again, like for the next few weeks. We'll get unanimous votes and we'll get, you know, evictions that are like the entire house agrees on. I think that's kind of what we're going to get from this game. But I do love the idea of, you know, when people come back into the house, you're absolutely right. They're out of it. They don't know what's been happening. And they're relying on other people to catch them up. Well, they don't have to do that now. They don't have to rely on other people's memories or other people's, like, decisions of what to tell them. They are here, so they don't have to catch up. They're also, like, woke. Edge of Extinction with Survivor, it was the same way. It's like they're still playing. They're still there. They're still, like, in that mindset. They don't have to kind of, like, wake back up and start playing again. I don't think it's going to change. I think, you know, famous last words, Chris just won Survivor Edge Extinction after playing 12 days. But, you know, typically with Big Brother, somebody comes back in the game, they're out fairly within a couple weeks of being put back in. I think that will remain the same, but you never know. We'll see. We'll see. David is a great example of that. There's someone that, you know, no one knew him. No one knows him. You know, he doesn't even remember some of the people's names in the house because it's been so long. And maybe, you know, he can kind of set himself up as either an alternative to the eight. And he's already starting to do that where he's, you know, kind of saying, you know, remember Falte last year? Remember level six and how they dominated? Do you really want to be on the other end of that? You know, I can help you. I can help you not be on the other end. I can make you not be a Falte. You know, which is, it seems like he is at the very least thinking about a counter alliance, which I'm here for. I think Big Brother operates best when there's a couple different alliances of equal strength fighting against each other.
Right.
So, you know, that's the best Big Brother when stuff like that is happening. I tell you?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, what do you want to say?
Do you think that they've made it strong?
Do I think the eight are strong? No. There's cracks all over that.
Right.
You know, Nick and Bella are already kind of like on the outs of that, to the point where the other six have another alliance called the Six Shooters, where they believe that Bella and Nick will be the first two out of the eight. You know, Jackson and Jack have fought about how close Jackson and Catherine have been. Christy is been mad at what a douchebag Jack has been. So, yeah, I mean, it's not the strongest alliance. It's a lot of big personalities. So I can see it cracking, but we'll see. We'll see. It's been a while since I've straight up yelled at my TV. But last night as I was watching the HOH competition, I just straight up, I mean, there was nothing I wanted more than Jessica to win this HOH last night. I was so bummed out when Jack won the HOH. He was the last person that I wanted to win. He won it. I was so happy when Twitter was just as upset as I was. I wanted Jessica to win it so badly. I'm devastated because I also think that there's a very good chance that Jessica's the one that goes home this week or
right.
not go home anymore, but leaves the game, I guess, would be a better way to say it.
Very strong chance that she's the one that goes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. As of right now, I believe that the prospective nominees are Kemi and Jessica. Kemi has been on Jack's radar from the very beginning. Kemi apparently said that she wanted to take out Jack. She told this to Bella. Bella told this to Jack, since Bella is part of the Grateful that alliance. They have not seen eye to eye for the entire game. Jessica will go up there too. It seems like Kemi would be the target, but I could very easily see them shifting the target to Jessica because Jessica is very pro female alliance. She wants an all women's alliance very badly. I could very much see them saying Jessica has more pull in the house, which she does. She has more people on her side. She should be the one that's taken out. So it's not looking good for Jessica at this point. Yeah, they created a women's alliance, Black Widows. Hate the name because there's already been several Black Widows. Female alliances, but whatever. It blew up in like 20 seconds because Bella told everyone. And I was listening to RHUP, another podcast that I was listening to, and they brought up a great point about why female alliances never work. And I want your take on this because I thought it was very interesting. With all male alliances, the men are not inviting all of the other men to join. There's four guys or five guys, but it's not all the guys, and it's the guys that they trust the most. But with female alliances, the women always want to invite all of the other women, even right. The women that they can't trust, even the other women that are close to the guys. So the alliance was originally like Nicole, Jessica, Kemi, like this group of women. And then they really wanted, you know, Catherine to be involved. Well, they should know better because Catherine's super close to Jackson and is obsessed with him. So she was like, oh, yes. And then she went off and told. And they also wanted to tell Bella. They wanted to involve Bella. But they know that Bella's super close to Nick. There's some sort of budding. I won't say a showmance, but they made out before the feed started, I guess. And you know they know this, but yet they still included her because the whole idea is like all the women should be included, and I agree, not all of the women should be included. Only the women that you can actually trust should be included. I mean, it's a really great point that, you know, that's why these female alliances fail time after time after time.
I agree with that.
Yeah. So maybe in future Big Brother seasons, when women want to have an alliance, don't invite the women that you know are obsessed with the guys. You know, Annalise is not a good pick for you to join this group. Kat and Bella are not good choices. Christy is not a good choice. You have to just keep it, you know, you have to with the people that you trust.
Well, then you also have people with the ones that can win some competitions too. Or
well, I know. and then sure enough, killed me that Jessica lost. I also, I would have been out because I played along with the fireworks game. It was, I mean, it was all right, but I would have been out question three. That was not my comp. Question three, I would have been gone.
The last one I lost. I played along as well, and I lost the last one.
Yeah. Yeah, you and Jessica both. Jack would have been our HOH too if we would have been playing. But I was like, yep, nope. This would not have been my comp. I would have been done very badly. The activity comp with the smells, I have a horrible sense of smell. I would have done badly on that one too. Season 21 would not have been a good comp year for me so far.
On the fees after the today, have you been able to check in and find out kind of the status or the feel of the house with and when do they do the next activity or whatever?
So it's interesting because they're gonna go back. Right now it's a Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday schedule, but they are going to go back to a Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday schedule after 4th of July. So it's hard to tell what the 4th of July week always throws us off because it's, you know, like traditionally today would have been nominations. And obviously that's not going to happen until tomorrow. So I don't exactly know when these things will go down. I'm assuming that it'll go nominations and then activity comp will be maybe even tomorrow as well because it has to be on the Sunday show. So
activity has before nominations.
No, it doesn't have to be before nominations.
I thought it was.
No, last time it wasn't because Ovi got his power after the original nominations. So I don't think it has to happen. I mean, unless they do it that way because a power has to do with the nominations. But I think that the activity comp and noms will happen tomorrow for the Sunday show. And then veto will happen Saturday, I guess. And then the veto meeting would happen Monday for the Tuesday show. Yeah, that makes sense. But then they'll go back to the and I'm very happy for them to go back because it threw me off that the eviction show was on Wednesday instead of Thursday. I did not like it. I don't like change like that, first of all. Oh, and we have to keep in mind too that Love Island starts on Tuesday.
Right.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know how that changes what we do, but it starts on Tuesday. I don't understand. I know, let's just talk about Love Island for a second. I know that they think that the people that are going to watch the show most are Big Brother fans. I get that. But Big Brother fans are already devoted to Big Brother for three nights a week. So for them to ask them to do a show, and there's a segment of the population that's involved in live feeds, but the majority of the viewers are not. But you're already asking people to do a three night a week show, and you're going to now ask them to do a five night a week show, which is a lot. I mean, I'm going to attempt it. I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm going to attempt it.
That's too much.
But
it's not going to work. It's not going to go.
Yeah, I understand. They should have made it the same nights as Big Brother, and it should have just been a back-to-back, like three nights a week, back-to-back Big Brother Love Island. Like, that's what they should have done. But I digress. But the commercials for it, like, make it seem like the entire reason people have ever watched Big Brother ever have been to watch people hook up. And I'm telling you right now, the showmances are the least interesting part of Big Brother.
Right.
But, according to the commercials, all that's ever mattered about the show has been the showmances. So to think that you're going to get Big Brother audience members in the door of Love Island because they just think like we're all perverts and want to watch people make out, like, that's not what this is. And I love Love Island. I just don't think that, I mean, I love the UK version anyway. I just don't think that they are setting it up well. So we'll see how it goes. My prediction is it doesn't make it through the summer, and it certainly doesn't make it five nights a week. It's going to go the way of Paradise Hotel and or Utopia.
It's a big commitment for summer. People are too busy to commit that much time to, you know.
Nobody's going to be able to do the five nights. The best case scenario is that people check in and they watch like a couple nights a week, you know, because me who adores reality TV, I'm telling you right now, I won't be able to commit to five nights a week. So, you know, the best case scenario for people is that they're able to watch a couple of nights a week. Okay, that's fair. But they're not going to, I mean, you know, you have to bring something more to the table than, you know, let's watch this couple make out. You know, it's not going to happen. Also, I don't know who the hell this host is. So big CBS, if you want me to be excited about this host, I don't know anything about her. I think what's her name? Ariel, like Van Buren or whatever her name is. It sounds like a fake name. It sounds like what you would put on a fake ID. So it does. It's not as bad as whatchamaface from Million Dollar Mile, Mike Money Green or whatever the hell his name was, where Money was his supposed nickname, Matt Money Murphy or whatever the hell his name was. It's not that bad. But, you know, they stop making, you know, Ariel Van Buren happen. We don't know who she is. So I don't care. Now, if it was Kat Dealey, I'd be super excited. But she's not Kat Dealey. So I don't know what else to say about that. But I can commit. I will watch the first episode.
Sure.
And I'll report back to you. Because that's what I do.
I mean, I don't. Is this going to be the same time every night, or is it going to fluctuate? Because, like, with my work schedule, there's just no way I can keep up. There's no way.
Well, there's no way that anybody can keep up. The first season of Big Brother was five nights a week. There's a reason why they pared it down to three and they changed the format. I'm not mad at the five nights a week necessarily, because I know that it's not something that people are going to be able to commit to. But you have to, you know, they need people to check in a couple nights a week, you know, two or three nights a week. And they're not really giving people a ton of reason to check in at this point. You know, besides, you know, I get to go and watch somebody make out. Well, I don't have to. I'm okay with not doing that. So then, you know, what else is there? I love Love Island UK, but there's a lot of like drama and a lot of like interesting tasks and comps and all that kind of stuff associated it. So I'm hoping that they're just doing a bad job of explaining what it is. But once you get into it, it's a lot better than it looks. That's my hope. And then maybe I'll watch it five nights a week. Who knows?
No, there's no way.
No.
I can.
I was going to say that there's no way. If I want to maintain my job, I won't be able to watch it five nights a week. But, you know, maybe I'll be able to watch it two nights a week or three nights a week or what have you. We'll see. We'll see. Anyway, that's it for us. Kind of like, just keep in mind, Are You the One started, and they're doing an interesting season of like non-gender. Everyone on the cast is bisexual, so it's going to be a very complicated season of Are You the One. The math of it, I can't even begin to comprehend. So that's cool, and I want to talk about that at some point. We still got So You Think You Can Dance happening. I'm just saying that I've continued to watch The Bachelorette the past couple weeks. I'm not going to lie to you, Priscilla. The Bachelorette admitted that she had sex with someone twice in a windmill, which is very exciting. I don't know. I mean, I can't wait to find out what that is. But she in a fight with one of the other guys, she just started yelling, "I had sex with him twice in a windmill." And, you know, hey, why not? Why not? So that's happening.
Maybe it was sex. Was there a windmill involved with when she was on The Bachelor with the Virgin? Maybe it was him.
No. No, they're in Amsterdam right now. So it was sex in an Amsterdam windmill. But yeah, she's interesting. I like her. I didn't know her as a contestant, obviously, but I like her as a bachelorette. So we'll see. But she had sex with someone in a windmill. So there you go. They're not going to do that on Love Island.
Probably not.
They should.
You're going to see several places on Love Island where they've had sex. So,
but not in a windmill. So
not
in a windmill. We'll kind of talk that through a little bit. And just for the Bachelorette people, I think she ends up with Peter. I'm just throwing that out there. He's a pilot. It's Peter.
Okay.
I'm just throwing it out there. He's a pilot, for God's sakes. He's a pilot.
So is Jake.
Yeah, and he became the Bachelor. And
there
he became
go.
The Bachelor. That's my point. Actually, Peter would make a good bachelor too. He might become the Bachelor, but then who would she end up with? I'm not sure. Her choices are not great. Unfortunately, it's not been a good season for men on that show. The casting was not great for her. Anyway, so there's a ton of stuff going on. Next week we will talk out who Jack ends up putting on the block. We'll talk out how many days of the week we watched Love Island, and so much more. So have a great weekend, everyone. And before I do anything else, too, follow us on Twitter. I'm at Reality Alley. Priscilla's at PSILLA. And if you are a feed watcher, we have a chat room. It is called The Edge of Reality. Come join us, hang out, watch some feeds. Am I missing anything else, Priscilla?
I think you got it all.
I got it all. All right. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye, everyone.